What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Brightest Styles production. This is the JCB Scrubs podcast. This is episode number one. We're going to try this out. I am your host, Jesse, and followed by my co-host, Cole. Say hi, Cole.
Hi, everybody.
Cole is my brother. I also going to have a third member of the podcast, but he and she couldn't make it. I'm not sure if our other brother, Brock's going to make it. My girlfriend, Brianna, might be on every now and then. So that's what the JCB stands for. J as in Jesse, C for Cole, B for Brock or Brianna. Kind of works for both of them, and we're all scrubs. So this is the Scrubs podcast. We talk about gaming. We talk about what we did, what we did for work. We talk about what games we played. I don't know if I said that already.
I don't know, but we'll just go along with it.
We also like talking about quads and trucks and stuff. So to get things started, I guess we'll just talk about what we did for the week. This is our first podcast, so bear with us. Anyways, Cole, what did you do this week?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm working for a company right now, a trucking company, and I'm going to school at Fair State University for heavy equipment mechanics. And so my life this week consisted of literally doing a bunch of homework at school and just working for my company, making some little bit of jingle in my pocket.
Yep, that's how it usually goes. I am working on my farm right now. We have a family farm. Any of you guys watch any of my videos, you should already know that. But if you don't watch them because they're terrible. But anyways, I work around a dairy farm. I feed cows and stuff. So that's what I've been doing. Keeping busy. Just working on the farm. We're getting ready for planting season. So that's getting really busy.
Oh, the busy season. Love that.
Yeah. So it's getting really busy. So anyways, that's kind of what we did. Nothing's really coming to mind right now of any funny stories, but I'm sure we'll come up with something sooner or later. But, so we'll get started on to gaming, I guess. So this podcast is probably going to be a little shorter than I would like it to be, but we're going to go with it. So I guess we'll start off with what games we've been playing for the past week, and I'm sure just like everybody else, we're playing Fortnite a lot. Fortnite. Yeah. Fortnite's freaking amazing. I love it. But have you been playing anything else, Cole?
No, not really. It's been mainly Fortnite. That's kind of been literally my life this past couple of weeks with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of taken over everybody's lives, I think.
Yeah, it's actually the top number one rated game in the world.
Well, everybody knows that. I don't usually bite to microtransactions, but I actually bought the Battle Pass because I actually like it that much. So I really like the Epic Games of how they've been putting this game together. So
yeah, I like how they keep changing everything up and, you know, giving you different weapons, changing the weapons. So everything each week seems to be something new and it keeps you hooked.
Yeah, they're constantly updating the game. So I'm really, really liking that. Is there any games that you want to play that you haven't gotten able to just because we've been so busy?
I'd like to play Witcher like you have been playing, but I don't really have anything to play it on besides my PS4, and I've been trying to stay away from buying games lately.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the game's 2 years old. So you can, if you search on eBay or something, you can definitely find a deal on getting that. But yeah, like Cole said, I've been playing The Witcher 3 lately. I'm probably 20 hours into the game, and I'm loving it. I just got a new gaming PC, so I've been playing it on that. I just bought a 1080 Ti graphics card, and I can't believe how amazing the game looks, and it's 2 years old. So I'm really looking forward to playing new games on this PC. So that's what I've been playing a lot. I've been playing a lot of Witcher 3, Fortnite, and I also have a PS4. I haven't really played it much lately after I got my PC, so, and I also don't have very good internet, so it's hard for me to keep up to date with these games. Seems like I'm constantly updating Fortnite, and it's hard to keep playing that and keep updating that, so.
A little bit, but I also am glad that they actually are updating it, being in beta, not like DayZ. DayZ has been
right
forever, and it's been crap, but, you know.
Right. So yeah, definitely. I also, there's tons of games coming out that I would love to play, but I just don't have the time to do it. So yeah, any games I want to play? What games do I want to play right now? I totally can't think of anything right now.
I'm excited for the new Red Dead.
Well, definitely. Yeah, there's, yeah, definitely. That's coming out this fall, hopefully.
Yeah, I heard. I think it's either by this fall or by next year, spring or something like that. That Borderlands 3 is coming out.
Oh, it's been rumored for a while. Yeah. Hopefully, at E3 this year, they're going to announce that finally. Yeah. But who knows with that? That'd be totally. Yeah, there's a lot of good games coming out this year. God of War is actually coming out next month. No, this month, April 21st, I believe. I never did play God of War when I was on the PS3, but I know you played God of War
3. Yeah, I had God of War. I had God of War 3, and I actually seemed to, I enjoyed it. I played it over probably 4 or 5 times, but of course it's the same storyline, and it seemed a little short, the third one did, but I'm excited. I think I'll play the new one. It's kind of cool because it ties in with, I think, God of War 3.
Well, it's a sequel to the original series. So it's like a reboot, rebrand sequel. So it ties into the same story, but it takes place after all the other original games. So it basically...
So it takes place after he killed off all the gods, is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, all that happened in this new game, apparently. But it's a different story. It's telling a different story. But it's not like forgetting all the original stuff that happened. He has a son now, and they totally changed the gameplay. It's like a rebrand of the game, but it's a sequel to the original series.
That sounds exciting.
So it kind of looks interesting. I'm gonna look up some gameplay on YouTube and see. I might pick it up if I ever have time and the money to do that. So yeah. Also, me and Brock and our friends have also been playing The Elder Scrolls Online quite a bit. We've really been loving that game a lot. We pick it up every now and then, play it for a while, and then put it back down. So that's what we've been doing. I haven't played it. They just released a huge update for the game. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep up to date with that game, especially with our internet. Our internet is so slow. So that's another game we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you want to play? Oh, I guess we could talk about. Colton mentioned DayZ earlier. They're announced. They kind of pushing on Twitter that they're going to be releasing the beta finally.
Oh, finally!
Within a couple weeks. I don't know whether to believe them or not. They always say stuff about the beta. It was supposed to come out a year and a half ago, and it still hasn't came out yet. But I think it's getting close to that. That's just another game I'm really excited about.
Yeah, me too. I noticed that the other day. I happened to get on and I had to update some other games, and I noticed that they had a little 200 megabyte update for it. So
yeah, they're constantly updating their servers. That's what that is a server update.
I'm excited. I really like that game. It kind of got a little bit boring because either they had way too many zombies in there and you couldn't do anything, and then they took away all the zombies and you had nothing to do, and then they made it for there was more zombies and took away all your guns and all your food supplies. So half the time when you got on, you died either from starvation or because you were too cold or you just couldn't protect yourself because they're zombies. So it kind of got...
Yeah, it got really tedious and annoying, especially just with all the bugs and stuff. So I'm really hoping that this beta is going to improve a lot of that, and I'm kind of excited for it.
Yeah.
Especially on my new gaming PC. Can't wait to play it.
We also have another game that we kind of enjoyed playing for a little while. We haven't got on it, but they've been doing a pretty good job. I jumped on it, a month or so ago. And it's The Forest. I don't know if anyone here has played it at all, but it takes place that you're on an airplane and you're with your kid, and all of a sudden the airplane crashes on this deserted island in the middle of nowhere, and there's these mutant people type deal. Anyways, they took your son, so you're trying to build a fort and find supplies and go through these caves and stuff to find your son. And they've been doing a very good job adding stuff, changing up stuff. The graphics are good, plays nice, and it's really hard.
Yeah, I do believe that the game is coming out of, I don't know if it's in beta or
alpha. I think it's an alpha.
I think it's an alpha still, but it's, I don't know if they're skipping beta, and because I know it's coming out to PS4, and I don't know if it's coming out to Xbox, but it's getting a full release here soon, so it's here coming to beta for a short period, and it's getting a full release, so coming out to the consoles, and I did play it a couple days ago just to check it out, and they made a lot of progress on it.
Yeah, a lot of changes.
So I'm kind of excited to start playing that again. So hopefully I'll have more time to do that too. But Fortnite's been really
kicking our butts.
we got those victories, and it's hard to put it down.
Yeah.
Especially when you get that battle pass. They really kind of force you to. Well, not really. They push you to play the game because they want you to
get your money
worth out of that. So every time there's an update, it takes me a couple days to update it. And once I get back on, I don't want to put it down because I want to get my money back.
Yeah.
I want to get my money's worth out of that.
It's also nice when you're, you know, get you excited when you're pinned down by three other teams and all of a sudden two teams are dead from you sniping them, and then all of a sudden it's just, you know, grenade launcher time, 30 rounds of ammo. And getting that victory, it just gets you excited. And, of course, what do you want to do when you win? Do it again. So,
yeah, it's addicting.
It's addicting.
It's one of the best games I've ever played. And there's so much going on for that. I'm sure you, everybody's been hearing about it. Oh, crap, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So me, Cole, and Brock were playing as a squad a week ago or so, and we just had such a great time. We got some awesome moments recorded on the PlayStation. Because I didn't have recording software on my PC at the time, but we did get a moment that it's meme worthy. I'm gonna upload it to YouTube eventually. You guys gotta see it. I'll have it posted. If you guys subscribe, and you're gonna be amazed of how funny this situation was when we were the last group alive. We did actually end up winning, but. Brock was shooting RPGs at this house, and I kept putting berries in front of him.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It was so funny.
Yeah, Jesse was up front, and Brock is like, "Oh, hey, I got RPGs." He had probably 8 rounds of RPG. He just randomly picked it up, and one shot went through and hit the house and took out half the house, and then he just racked another ammo in, and here's Jesse up front.
I was getting shot at, so I was just putting barriers up, and all of a sudden my barriers kept getting destroyed. I was like, oh, crap, so I kept building more barriers. Well, apparently Brock was shooting RPGs behind me, and I thought the RPGs were coming in front of me. So every RPG he shot, I had blocked him with my barrier, so he wasted all his RPG shots. It was hilarious.
All of them. Only one. One out of the 8 made it to the guys.
And I was yelling at Cole because I thought he was also blowing my barriers up with stuff. it was Brock the whole time.
Oh, it was hilarious. Brock's like, come on. Every shot that I have shot, you've put a wall up there. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, that was Cole. I'm like, no, it wasn't. I haven't touched any. I haven't even put up walls yet.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. It was
just moments like that is what makes us come back to Fortnite all the time.
Yeah, and then his amazing last kill. There was one guy left, and he is sniping us, and, man, I couldn't find him. Jesse couldn't find him. And Brock just happened to build a ramp and kind of sat there for a second, looked up. And very far in the distance, in the circle, he sees this guy's head just barely poke up over a roof. And I kid you not, it was right there. He just pulled the trigger, and he did what was it, like 250 worth of damage? It was
perfect headshot, and he killed him in one hit. I don't know if he had a full shield or not, but he got a headshot on him and just knocked him out. We won.
That was
a fun time. But anyways, I guess we can move on to any game news. I haven't really been keeping up lately because I ran out of data on my phone. But some game news, I guess we could recap on a bit that I do know about. I guess we could talk about Fortnite. Recently, just did an update yesterday.
It took them a while to come up with another update. It's like 2 weeks, yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I wouldn't say that took them a while, but
just what they've normally done. Usually they have like 2 or 3 in a week.
Depends how bad their update is. But this last update, they changed the shotguns up a little bit, which I kind of like. They added the new heavy pump, the update before that, and they changed the regular pump rarities and the tactical pump rarities a little bit. So now if you pick up a green common or green pump, that was the old uncommon pump, and now the blue pump was the rare pump. So they changed those up a little bit, and now the green tactical was the uncommon tactical, so they changed that up a little bit. The uncommon tactical is now, or the uncommon was the green tactical. Yes, that's how it goes.
The green pump is now the blue pump, and the white pump is now the green pump.
Yep. And it's the other way around for the tacticals.
Tacticals, now the green tacticals were the white tacticals. The blue tacticals are now the green tacticals. And the blue tacticals
The purple
tacticals are now the blue.
Yep.
The green tacticals are now the common.
Oh, man, we got everybody confused now.
Oh, we'll probably do that.
Anyways.
Let's start over.
They did change the shotguns up a little bit, which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
They added the new functionality to zoom in on your mini map.
That's pretty nice. Now, when you're playing with some random guys, you can say, that building right there, exactly.
Yep.
So hopefully they kind of listen to that.
So, yeah, it's kind of neat. They're really listening to the community and constantly updating it, making it unique and fun, and constantly updating the game modes, which is really good thing to keep everyone interested in the game and changing things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Those are really the most important updates for the Fortnite. Another update, Cole don't really know much about this game, but Star Wars Battlefront, they finally changed the leveling up system in that game. And they're adding microtransactions back. So they're kind of going the Fortnite route, because Fortnite is obviously
kicking everyone's butt
in microtransactions. So they're adding cosmetics to Star Wars, and then they're getting rid of they're changing the star card system up a little bit. So rather than using points to buy star cards, you level your character up with experience points, and then you unlock those star cards by how well you play and how much you play. You don't get those star cards out of loot boxes and stuff. So they really finally changed it to the better. So they're finally listening to the people a little bit. So I hope they kind of figure themselves out a little bit, because they're still lost my interest in the game. They need to add new game modes to the game, because the game modes, I personally think, kind of suck. The stories suck still. So, but that is another push to the right direction of changing their progression system that was really lacking to begin with. So I'm hopefully going to jump back into that.
People are still telling me that they still love the originals on PlayStation 2 of Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2.
That's because they're really good. Back then, I mean,
that was the game. We played that forever.
Yeah, we played that up to like 2010.
Yeah.
We really played the crap out of that game. So, I would really think that DICE could learn a lot from the old games, to be honest.
Yeah. Just some of the simpler.
I mean, and also DICE is the makers of Battlefield, and they don't have their conquest mode in the stupid Battlefront game.
That's what I really liked about the original Battlefield. Yeah, you had conquest, and you actually had a storyline of...
I mean, somewhat of a story, but...
Yeah.
But you had that sandbox play, you know? You could... You just jumped into a map and did whatever. You didn't have to... You weren't forced to go... You weren't forced on this end of the map, and eventually you had to end up on the other end of the map.
You could go wherever you want.
You could jump on a ship and do whatever you wanted. You didn't have to level up your
Hey, someone's taking my flag. I got to run over there and get it back again. It was you were all over the map and in different spots. It was...
Yeah. It was... So, I hope they add a conquest mode and stuff. So, I might jump back into the Battlefront. But they still gotta change their ways up a little more. So, I think the mouse turned off.
Oh, there it goes. The color turns off after a little while.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about? Games? Any game news that you heard about? Any movies? Media you want to talk about?
I actually wanted to see. I haven't seen it. Have you seen the movie for Tomb Raider?
I haven't seen it yet, but I want to.
I heard it's really good. But, oh, what movie was it? There was one movie that pretty much put it to shame that was just that just came out. I'm sure everyone on here will be able to tell.
Oh, was it that game movie? Ready Player One? That movie?
I don't know. There was a couple movies that all came out at once, and they were getting put to shame for this new movie that came out. I can't remember what it's called now. Oh, the new... It has the rock in it with the giant animals. What is that called?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that movie's putting everybody to shame. I was kind of disappointed. I was really excited to see that Tomb Raider movie. It looked really good.
Well, it's you can still watch it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, I definitely want to see that. I'm a huge fan of Tomb Raider. You didn't play the second one, did you? Second Tomb Raider game?
I played a little bit of it, and then I kind of lost track of it. Because I think at that time, I was still really playing into Grand Theft Auto V.
Oh, well, Brock owns it, and I also own it on my PC. So if,
yeah, because you put it on my PC for me.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Rise of the Tomb Raider?
I think so. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
I enjoyed the Tomb Raider games.
Well, you can play it on PS4, and if you want, you can play it beautiful, ultra, mega settings on my computer, like 70 amazing frame rate. I don't even know what I was trying to say, but yes, it's freaking amazing on my computer. So, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider is the third game. That got announced about a month ago, so I'm kind of excited for that. They kind of announced that around the movie when that came out, so... Yep, well, kind of excited for that. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward. I definitely want to see that, but I probably won't go to the theaters to watch it. Not right now, anyways. But, yep, that's another thing that I'm kind of new. What else? Anything else?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, we can move on to the next topic. This is going to be a shorter podcast until we get more of our members on and get our groove going. So yeah. We'll move on to the next topic. I guess we can... This is right up your alley. We can talk about trucks and quads because we love trucks and quads and dirt bikes and stuff. Oh, man.
That is our life.
So I guess, Cole, if you want to start us off, you know, you can talk about your trucks and
whatnot. So a while back, I got into this truck diesel thing, and it's kind of got addicting, and I kind of got my younger brother really addicted to it. So I'll talk about my first truck I got. So... I was actually given from my wife's grandfather a 1994 Dodge Ram Cummins 12-valve, and that thing's been a blast. I mean, it is a rusty, rusty truck, but, you know, it doesn't make me feel too bad when I sit there and get to rip on it and tinker with it and, you know, being able to get into the P-pump and turn it up, and it's just, that's more of my hobby. Jesse and Brock, they're more into the game hobby, but Brock is starting to get into my truck hobby, and so is Jesse, but it's just times are different, and I made my priorities a little different. But actually, recently, about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I actually just picked up my dream truck. I picked up a 2006 Chevy Duramax. And that thing's been nothing but a ball. I just absolutely love it. Gobs of power, being able to, you know, have the ability to tune it and get better gas mileage if I want to. Just all around, you know, it was just a completely bone stock truck. And that made me, you know, get a little excited about it that I know that nobody's ripped on it or anything like that. But it's in gorgeous shape.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And, what else do you ride? You have a quad, don't you?
Yeah, I have a 2008 525 Outlaw. It's a Polaris. It was actually their last racing quad that they made just recently. And that has a KTM motor in it and a Polaris. They kind of joined together for a couple years from 2008 to 2011, I believe. And that thing is a fun to rip on. It's got gobs of power. It's not the fastest quad on the market, but I guarantee you I can out climb a hill on anybody.
I think I was gear it to go faster and stuff too, which I think you did.
I did a little bit. It had a original front gearing was a 14-tooth sprocket, and I threw on a 15 with a, I think I jumped down to a 37-inch tooth back sprocket. I think originally on those are like a 39 or a 38.
I have no idea.
It's a couple of different difference, but little teeth difference makes a huge difference for gearing wise. But
cool.
Yeah, you have a nice quad too. What do you have?
Yeah, so back in 2012, I was looking for a 450, but I came across this ad on eBay for this. It was a Can-Am 07 Can-Am DS650X.
The Dune quad.
Yeah, they made these for dunes basically. So much power.
So
this was a deal I could not give up. I bought it for $2,200. At the time, it was worth about $4,000. I don't know. This guy just did not want it anymore. So I went and picked it up because that was just a deal I could not pass up, even though I wanted a 450. So I got that 2012, and I've owned it up until now. I put a pipe on it, a Big Gun Evo R exhaust on it. I put a racing graphics on it. I've replaced seat covers. I put new tires on it.
Maxxis razors in the back.
Yeah, Maxxis razors. I don't remember what my fronts are.
They're a different kind.
They're just an off brand, but they're really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
I broke my handlebar, so I stole Cole's Pro Taper handlebars off his quad because he wasn't using them at the time.
No, I switched to a heavy duty Can-Am inch bar.
It was KTM.
KTM. Sorry.
Yeah, so I put Pro Tapers on there and. It's been amazing. So reliable. Haven't had any engine problems with it. But it's kind of showing its age now. I've had to put new
just minor things.
Minor things. You know, I'm not talking about chains and brakes and stuff. I had to put new gaskets in it. The gaskets were leaking out of the engine. I've been having radiator leaking problems, so I had to reseal my gaskets on that, and cam bridges were scored, so I had to replace those last year. So it's still rideable, but I'm ready to sell it, and my cousin has a quad he wants to sell, so I'm gonna sell my quad. I'm gonna buy a Can-Am DS450. I'm just gonna go down a couple CCs and. I'm going to stay with that for a while. Eventually, I want to get a Polaris Razor or some sort of side-by-side anyways because I have a girlfriend that likes to ride. So eventually I will. And then I want to get a truck eventually. But I want a lot of toys. I just don't have the money to do it. And I also got my other hobby, gaming. I just got a really good gaming rig. So
hopefully your gaming costs are going down a little bit.
Yeah, they are. I'm done buying stuff for my PC for a while. So that's kind of a little update about my quad.
And if anybody wants it, just hit us up and we'll let you know. It's been well taken care of. Really good mechanics have been fixing in it. And we've talked to dealers and stuff of what we should do. But it is for sale. So hit us up.
Yeah, it's for sale. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be gone because this is our first episode. So I doubt many of you guys are going to be listening in. But I do have 19 subscribers right now. So who knows? But I guess that's kind of. We'll probably. This is our first episode. When we get Brock on and other people on.
The truck topic will be a discussion.
Yeah, our discussion is going to be a lot more in depth. This is just the first episode. So we're just kind of getting the ground going. So we're probably going to end it here soon. I'm surprised we even made it to the half an hour mark. I didn't think it was going to go this long. I would like eventually for it to be an hour long at least. Eventually, but at this point, it's not going to be that long.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to have two people keep on a conversation.
Well, it can.
You can do it, but
it's probably right. This is our first episode, so we're just getting our getting our toes wet.
Yeah. By next week, we'll have our three people, hopefully. Our youngest brother, he's actually in Arizona right now for spring break since he's off.
My girlfriend, she said she would join in. So hopefully there might be three. There's going to be at least three of us, maybe four of us. Who knows? But anything else you want to talk about?
Not that I know of. I just, you know, all I can say is give us a chance and we'll try to keep you guys entertained for as long as we can. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I have a Discord channel.
Yep.
I will have the link in the description. So you guys want to talk to us, that is the best place to do it.
And we'll also throw on here some gaming chat as we're playing games and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're going to have gaming channels. I finally got good internet here at home, so I'm going to be hopefully uploading some more gameplays if you guys are really interested in that. Upload some funny clips that we've been going through, maybe some quad stuff if you guys are interested in that.
Oh, yeah, we'll take some recordings and stuff as we, you know, tail ride or as we're working on stuff. Or definitely. We'll show you how to do videos if we have to, just, you know. We're kind of going to mix all this up and make it all different.
Right. I definitely want to get this community going. So definitely join their Discord channel. The link is in the description.
Give us a thumbs up and a like.
Oh, yeah. please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Cole's going to get a YouTube channel starting. So if you guys follow him eventually, he doesn't have that started yet. But once he does, we'll let you know about that. So anyways, thanks for watching. This is the JCB Scrubs podcast, and you guys are awesome. Peace out.